Thanks for your time, Remy. The second half was much improved, if nothing else.
Yes, unfortunately, we were behind the score of two goals. And as we know that at the moment, for us, it's difficult to score one or two goals in the game. You realize the task was very difficult. But then, of course, I appreciate that my team didn't let down. And we try until the end to get at least 1 point.
How did you feel, though, when you're 3-0 down and, say, a couple of thousand fans walk out with a quarter an hour to go? Do you blame them?
No, you know, I'm not in a position where I can blame someone, you know. I'm more concentrated on my job, which is to try to make Aston Villa win games. I don't have any comments or any remarks about that. You know, it's something very deep, very old, and I'm just concentrated on win games.
Yes, yeah, so you've inherited this situation, which has been going on for some years.
Probably, yes. And I don't want to spend energy on commenting that, but it's more your job, probably, than mine. Mine is difficult enough to try to keep the player focused on the target that comes more and more difficult, but fortunately, it's still possible, and then we have to make it.
What have you said to the players in the dressing room after this? Because you were some time coming out of the dressing room.
I said to them that, you know, in a difficult situation like this one, we have to stick all together, to stay all together. This is the first thing that we have to do. If not, we have no chance, you know. It's already very difficult outside the changing room, outside the players and me. And then I don't want anybody within the group had problems inside us, within us. Then we try to all stick together and win the next one.
Thank you for your time, Remy.
Can you get more out of them, Remy? Can you, you know, you're sending them out prepared. Can you get more out of the players?
Of course. As a manager, you have always to question yourself, the team you select, the players you pick up. And then I do it every time, of course, and I try not to punish one because he's not starting the game or because he's not finishing the game. I always try to think about the best thing for the team, and this is my job, you know. I'm just concentrate on that.
You are a reputed coach, but you're not. You have no magic wand to make results happen. So how do you go about? How do you turn this around?
As I tell you, you know, it's not a question of let down. You know, I'm not this kind of person, and I knew when I came in this football club that it would be difficult to be safe, but. You know, it's the situation is difficult once again, but I'm just trying to do my best, and I try to put the players in the best position. Sometimes I try to give them confidence. Sometimes I try to make them working more. You know, I try everything, and I don't want to blame only the players because this is a difficult situation for everybody.
The fans seem to be sticking. We heard the fans are sticking with you, sticking with the players, and we heard the cheering. But that must please you that they don't hold you responsible for the situation.
Yes, you know, I'm not sure that anything can please me, to be fair. Yes. Because I have such a lot of respect for this huge football club, and. This is not a personal question. It's more about an institution, and I know that I am speaking about a big, big English club, and I represent. I'm the manager, and I try to do my best for this club and for the fans, and try to with the player to still believe it's still possible. The games are. Getting less and less game, but the target is still possible, then we have to stay concentrated.